Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
A lot of people think we're dealing with a lot of political storms these days. I mean, if you want a cheap segue, there you have it. I'm very interested in a lot of, I mean, listen, we have the 2026, you know, midterms, and then a lot of people are already looking ahead to 2028 in terms of national politics, but we got to get there first. And there's been some interesting trends, you know, locally. I mean, the congressional delegation obviously dominated by Democrats. The governor is a Democrat. Both chambers of the state legislature are Democrat. And, you know, but there's tension within the Democratic Party nationally, and it's definitely seems to be leaking down into even a state that's so strongly blue as Connecticut. And there's been a lot of talk of former Mayor Luke Bronin primarying John Larson in the first congressional district. And so, you know, I mean, that would be something because, you know, Bronin's a two-time mayor of Hartford and not a small name, and certainly has a track record of some political success. I want to talk about that and a bunch of other stuff with our good buddy Chris Keating from the Hartford Current here on Brian and Company. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. How's things?
Things are good. How's your summer? Is it going all right?
Yeah. So far, so good. Had a little trip to Block Island. That's a heck of a place. So everybody should get to Block Island.
All right, I got to get to Block Island. I mean, I'm on it. This is the best time of the year because it's just so nice out, especially today. I'm curious about Bronin. You seem to move the story forward a little bit from Rennie, who first sort of talked about it. Do you have any idea how serious he is about this?
I think he's pretty serious. I don't think he would have his name out there, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think he's very serious, actually, and looking forward, it's still a year and a half away. That is a long time. And Larson says flatly that he is running, but I don't know, say a year from now, 13 months from now, he decides not to run. Bronin would be the front runner.
Right. And I think it would be a crowded field. And, you know, but Larson says pretty definitively that he's going to run. But I think that would be the key move, right? If somehow Bronin could get some traction, whether it's fundraising or some support, maybe he sort of convinces Larson the best way to go out is to go out on his own terms.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. And it would also, for Bronin, it would clear the field. He would start raising money, right, obviously. And anybody else in Greater Hartford, and there's a lot of politicians there, he would be way ahead of them.
You know, I'm curious. I don't know if you checked, but he put his house on the market in Hartford. And if he sold it, would he have to get a footprint somewhere else? Or the fact that we're in this calendar year, that's okay? Or it's still listed as for sale.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a huge problem. The house he has now is pretty large and gigantic. I don't remember the square footage, but it's very, very large.
I have it right here. It's 5,227 square feet.
Thank you. Are you one of the bidders? Is that the deal, or what's the deal?
No, yeah. But it's not. It's nice. I mean, it's a nice house.
Yeah. Well, think of that. There's a lot of people who do not have 5,227 feet. He could just sell that, and he could get an apartment or a small condo or whatever. You could always live in those towers overlooking Bushnell Park.
Right. You know, I'm curious. So Bronin's serious. It's a year and a half away. Larson says he's in it to win it right now, but who knows what happens. And the calculation from Bronin's side is if he could beat him in the primary or could not, who knows. But maybe in a year, Larson changes his mind, and then Bronin's first in. We're talking with Chris Keating of the Hartford Courant. There's obviously Larson's in his 70s. You have Courtney Blumenthal. You have DeLauro. Are there any? Bronin is a two-time mayor of the capital city in the state of Connecticut. That's a pretty formidable person. Any other credible primary challenges in the other districts or other races?
Not big names, but there are challengers there, at least at the moment. Again, people could drop out, but there is a challenger to Rosa DeLauro, and she's 82 years old, but she's going strong. There's a challenger to Courtney. He's 72, but not a big name. Nobody comparing to, say, like Bronin that we've been talking about here as far as name recognition, ability to raise money, ability to get supporters, etc. A congressional race, as you know, is very, very, very hard to do. And George Logan tried very hard against Johanna Hayes, and he tried it twice. And he was a state senator. He was kind of a known quantity. He had the backing of people in Washington, D.C., and he still did not win. I'm just saying that these are not easy races.
Yeah.
Not at all.
We're talking with Christopher Keating of the Hartford Courant. You go to Courant.com, and you could read all of his work. Some of this really off-season political stuff is really interesting. People look at this Mondani race in New York, the mayoral race, and as the Democrats, I think you've noted, too, they're sort of trying to figure things out here. And Josh Elliott says he's going to primary the governor for the next election. Do you see, some people think that Connecticut's pretty left anyway. Do you see a further shift to the left in response to some, whether it's in response to Trump or in response to what's going on in New York City?
At least among the Democrats, yes. Among the entire population, probably not really. In other words, these Democratic primaries that we're talking about, normally the person most to the left wins in a Democratic primary. Most recently, when Lamont beat Joe Lieberman in 2006. He beat him in the Democratic Party, as you know, in the primary, but lost in the general election.
Right.
So the general elections can be very, very different than the primaries. And Connecticut as a whole might be, a little center left. But the primaries, and we could go through the whole history going all the way back to, Jimmy Carter. My memory was Ted Kennedy beat Jimmy Carter in a primary in Connecticut. So, again, the person mostly the furthest left usually wins.
Yeah. Today's piece, by the way, Connecticut Democrats can't agree on whether it's time for change, is his piece. I'm curious, between Jim Himes, Joe Courtney, Rosa DeLauro, John Larson, John Hayes, who do you think's the most vulnerable?
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. One of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north.
Mm-hmm.
And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The most vulnerable, well, with the Bronin thing, it might be Larson. Again, he's got the most formidable challenger. Johanna Hayes, so far, does not have a big name against her. Previously, as you know, Johanna Hayes was the most vulnerable, the reason being, basically she was the newest. And Litchfield County, as you know, is trending much more Democratic than it was. But in the old days, That was in, you know, a Nancy Johnson district. Yeah. And as far as Waterbury and going back, that was Roland and Gary Franks. So that is definitely a trend towards more Democratic. But if you were looking at the most vulnerable district in Connecticut, it's normally the fifth.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe they looked at the Logan race and they're like, okay, well, maybe we can't beat her. I don't know. I mean, because I haven't heard any. I think Logan was in potentially this early, even though it's a long way off the last time around, but I can't remember specifically. Anything else on
your Logan.
Yeah, he was in already, wasn't he?
Yeah, Logan, he was in already. Basically, he never stopped. He went straight through, essentially.
Anything else going on? Anything coming up you want to let me know about before it comes
out? Let's see. You know, this week, I don't know. There's they're going to be expanding the Hartford Public Library. That's not a big political story, but this morning you got Lamont and Ritter and Arunin all in the same place at the same time.
Well,
that doesn't happen all the time.
No. A couple stories out of that one.
Yeah, they want to expand the Hartford Public Library. You know, everybody's in favor of the library, right? It's a safe turf. You know, I don't know exactly what they're doing. I'd have to find out. But no, there's always something cooking, as you know. You know, these different races and the governor's race. You know, he hasn't technically announced, but I think everybody thinks he's running.
Oh yeah,
Josh Elliott. I think Josh Elliott is a serious candidate. I don't mean that he's, you know, seriously going to beat Lamont tomorrow, but a serious person on the issues and policies. And if he sets his mind out to start doing something, in other words, Josh Elliott isn't going to drop out a month from now. He doesn't operate that way.
Yeah.
So, Josh Elliott is in it, you know, hey, could something convince him to drop out? Maybe, you know, a year from now. But, you know, and on the Republican side, you got Fazio, and he has not officially announced either. Fazio against Aaron Stewart and anybody else who jumps in.
Yeah. All right, Chris, great stuff as always. Thanks, buddy. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.